You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Josh Rawlich, president of the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, is here at the ballpark tonight. Josh, good to meet you, and welcome to Target Field. You've probably been here before.
Sure. It's a pretty amazing place, though, and to actually watch right now as Joe's giving his speech up on the big screen board is pretty cool to be back here for a night like tonight.
It's got to be a whirlwind every year, and this is your third year at the helm as president, getting ready for that big weekend when all the Hall of Famers come to town and the new inductees take their spot in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I mean, it's an incredible effort from a town that only has 1,600 people, and all these people whose jobs are normally running a museum, somehow we bring in 20, 30, 40, 50,000 people, and all the trains are going in various directions, but we had an amazing time, and I think there were plenty of Minnesotans who had a tremendous weekend out there.
Yeah, it is a wonderful setting, and it sounds like there were a lot of Minnesotans there that Twins fans were very well represented. It was a great weekend at Cooperstown.
Yeah, you know, every time Joe mentioned the Twins or Minnesota or St. Paul in his speech, you just heard a roar go up, and I think that probably, if I had to guess, was the largest contingent of fans, so we appreciate that you guys traveled well, and if you didn't make it, hopefully you make it out there to see us again soon.
Yeah, and Twins president Dave St. Peter joined us earlier in the show today and said that of former Hall of Famers, the former Twins were very well represented in Cooperstown. And that's got to be such a joy, being the president of that Hall of Fame, but seeing all those former Hall of Famers come back and getting to see them and see them interact has just got to be a joy as a fan of the game.
Oh, of course. I mean, if you grow up As a fan like any of us do, to have 50, 60 living Hall of Famers, we would have had probably five or six more who got caught up in the travel issues that the IT shutdown caused. But the Twins party on Saturday night, as I'm sure Dave said, you had 10 living Twins Hall of Famers on stage together, all saluting Joe. And it's crazy. How I think they might be one of the two teams of the most living Hall of Famers out there, and they were all there to pay their respects.
One of the great features of tonight's Joe Mauer night here at Target Field is not only that the first 10,000 fans got a replica Hall of Fame plaque, but the Hall of Fame plaque is here in the ballpark. Tell us more. Is this relatively new, traveling the plaques around and letting the fans take photos and see those?
Yeah, certainly relatively new in the history of the Hall. We've been doing it probably about 15 to 20 years where, and it doesn't happen very often. If I had to guess, this might be the only time that Joe's plaque comes off the wall because he only played for one team. So what we tend to do is after a guy gets inducted, we will offer them the opportunity to bring the plaque to their hometown or to the town where they played, because we know a lot of people here couldn't make the trip to Cooperstown, and this is our way of not only giving them a little taste of what it's like, but hopefully getting people to want to come up and see us, because it's just such a special place, and it takes a lot to get the plaque here, but it's well worth it.
So do you throw the plaque in a box and hand it off to FedEx or UPS, or how did the plaque get here?
We actually, everything but the plaque, the stand, the backing, all that stuff is in fact shipped in a box, but we travel, myself and another colleague, Scott Mondor, came out here, and we don't check, obviously you're not going to check that under the plane, we carry that on in a special case, and it was in my hotel room with me last night. I told Joe when I saw him a little bit ago that I did not put him in the bed with me. He was on the floor next to me, but we don't ever leave it out of our sight. It comes with us everywhere we go.
And it is a great initiative to bring the Hall of Fame to fans and a great way to promote, hey, get to Cooperstown and check this out.
Yeah, I think a lot of people just envision a hallway of just plaques. You've seen it on TV, but we're a three-story museum with 40,000 artifacts and 3 million documents, so many of them pertaining to Twins history. So you can come, and we have a thing called the Starting Nine, where you take a look at nine great things from 87 and 91 and going back to Tony Oliva's career, and even I know next weekend Walter Johnson we're saluting. So I mean there's so many incredible things, and the village itself is just a picturesque time machine that we live in. It's pretty special.
Yeah, and the museum is open beyond Hall of Fame weekend. If you can't make it out there, I've heard it's very nice in the autumn in Cooperstown.
Yes. Oh, man, the colors are perfection. We're actually open 362 days a year. I don't think that most people realize that. But when the season ends, come on out. You guys know how to deal with winter out here, so it doesn't scare all of you that we get some snow. It's amazing. You can sometimes have the whole place to yourself and your family. There might be 10 families on a February day in Cooperstown at the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I've got to make the trip sooner than later.
Take it off your bucket list, put it on your to-do list, because so many people say, this is on my bucket list, we got to make sure we get people there. And it's really, you can still, even if you've never been, you can still support the Hall of Fame as a member, become a member and get our magazine. Or I think most people think we're run by MLB. We're actually our own separate nonprofit that we're run, and it's preserving the history of the game. Pretty special.
It is a beautiful spot. Well, Josh, good to meet you. Thanks so much for stopping by, and I know you have a role in the pregame ceremony. Enjoy your time in Minneapolis and Target Field.
Thanks for always being such good hosts.
There he is, Josh Rawlich, president of the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app